Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. When you see a tool like this, we know it as a shepherd's crook or staff. What comes to your mind when you see something like this? What images do you have in your mind? A shepherd's staff, for the most part, is a well-known symbol. It's a tool of the trade. More than a mere walking stick, a shepherd's staff was used to corral those wandering sheep or those wayward lambs, to guide them along the way. It's also used at times, if need be, to ward off predators. Be used as a club to fend them off and keep them at bay. However, the shepherd's staff, for the most part, was usually seen as a symbol of gentleness, compassion, and comfort. In Jesus' day, sheep and shepherds were a regular part of the community and way of life. They provided an important source of clothing and, of course, food, a way of living. And Jesus, ever full of words that inspire and comfort, offers one of his beloved images of care in that gospel reading. I am the good shepherd, he says. Now, some find great comfort with the phrase, the picture of a gentle shepherd caring for you in the midst of life's challenges and the chaos that comes your way can be very calming and comforting. When life is tough and the daily grind is rough, there's nothing like knowing that Jesus has your back. I am the good shepherd. Now, not everyone is as familiar with the picture of this phrase as others may be. It's likewise with that very familiar Psalm 23 verse, the Lord is my shepherd. For those that maybe have grown up their whole life in the city, the images that are conjured in the mind when they hear such verses might be foreign to someone who grew up on a farm. Perhaps they might find more familiarity with a phrase like, the Lord is my mechanic, or the Lord is my doctor, or the Lord is my accountant. But such substitutes always end up falling short. There is something about the nature of a shepherd that shows the fullness of how the Lord tenderly cares for you. And a good shepherd in Jesus' day was intimately familiar with his sheep. A lousy shepherd, on the other hand, often hired out the work and complained when the hired hands would run away at the first sign of wild animals or danger. But a good shepherd often lived among his sheep, caring for them day in and day out. Brothers and sisters of Mount Calvary, you have a man who has been called here as your shepherd, to live among you and care for you day in and day out. You have called Pastor Moss to be the under-shepherd of Jesus for you here at this place. Our Lord Jesus Christ himself has sent this man to watch over you, his flock, here. And this is no small task. It never is when you are dealing with the holy things of God, God's holy word and his holy sacraments. In the name and the stead of Jesus Christ, Pastor Moss is here, come among you, to love you, to encourage you, to forgive you, to exhort you, to comfort you, and to lead you to the green pastures and the quiet waters of God's grace and mercy. And Brother Moss, the only way, of course, that you're going to be able to do that is if you yourself receive that same nurture and care from the Good Shepherd, Jesus. That if you are fed by that word that you will preach and receive those sacraments that you administer, you yourself will draw strength from the Good Shepherd to be his under-shepherd. Because he's called you here to tend these precious sheep. These people, beloved and precious in the Lord's sight, who he shed his very blood for. But if you try to do it by your own reason or strength, I've seen one too many times a pastor burn out, and they draw only on themselves. Too often guys will draw from themselves and try and pick themselves up by their bootstraps rather than drawing on Christ in his word. And that's a temptation that the devil will constantly throw at you, to try and give more and more of yourself and come into the false belief that it's all about you rather than about Jesus. The devil loves to tempt us pastors in all kinds of ways, with the idea that if we just work harder and longer and be better at all the things that the people want us to do, well, then they're going to like us better, rather than just giving them Jesus. We need, as pastors, that good shepherd just as much as our parishioners do. I am the good shepherd, Jesus says, a reminder that pastor and people both alike need Jesus as the good shepherd. And you see, if Jesus is the good shepherd, well, then that makes me and you sheep. And again, it fits the imagery of this verse. And yet being considered a sheep is not always the most flattering of comparisons. Sheep are not all that pretty. They're not all that smart. And sheep certainly aren't powerful creatures. In fact, sheep are so wimpy that the moment they get startled, they literally tip over, frozen in fear. A cast sheep is quite a sight to see. They become easy prey then for any canine or coyote or cougar or wolf, says the gospel reading. Sheep are certainly not intimidating creatures. And that's why no NFL team names their mascot after a sheep. Could you imagine that? That really put the fear of God in the opponents. The Wisconsin sheep or the Minnesota lambs. Although the Vikings have been playing like that lately. Imagine what it might be to have mascots named after lambs, not intimidating creatures. What would their cheerleaders say? Fleece some, ba, ba, ba. But being compared to sheep is not flattering. But that's who we are, sheep. We are sheep who need a shepherd. And so Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. And he sends his under-shepherd to you to make sure you have an under-shepherd telling you those very words about him who is the good shepherd. His words, I'm the good shepherd, means he's in it for the long haul. Because as a shepherd, Jesus knows the stubbornness and the unruliness of his sheep. He knows your tendencies and mine, your weaknesses and mine. Sheep are not smart, which isn't saying much for us then. But sheep will graze on the same land until it is utterly bare and ruined. And that's why, as the Psalm 23 says, it reminds us we need to be led into the green pastures and still waters. And that's why Jesus sends pastors to tend his sheep. Because like sheep, you and I, we routinely graze on the same sinful indulgences until we find ourselves in a spiritual wasteland, eating nothing but dust and ash of this cruel and sinful world that we live in. Many of us, we know how this tastes. Weighed down by guilt or afflicted by shame, hurt by lies, or simply going crazy from the blandness of life, you and I, we spit and sputter from the bitter taste. We're looking for something better. Like sheep, craving green pastures and still waters, you and I cry out to the Lord for help. Jesus happily answers, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep," he says. And so he takes that staff of his Holy Spirit and his word, and he leads you to the quiet waters of spiritual quenching to wash away all the bitterness and all the hurt and all the ashes of sin. And he sends pastors into your midst to lead you to those green pastures of hope and renewal, and begin showing you the beautiful colors of life that you've been missing. "I am the good shepherd," says Jesus. "I know my own, and my own know me." Jesus knows you. He knows you probably better than you know yourself. See, he's not a mediocre shepherd. He's not an average shepherd. He's the good shepherd. So he knows you inside and out. He knows if you're shy or you're outgoing. He knows if you're bold or if you've been broken by life. He knows your pain. He knows your hurt. He knows the sin that you won't give up and the secret that you won't let out. He knows how cruel you can act and how ugly you can feel. And he knows when the herd mentality kicks in and leaves you trampled and wounded by the whims of a secular society. "I am the good shepherd," says Jesus. "I know my own, and my own know me." In fact, at this very moment, Jesus comes to where you are right now, and he says to where you are at, "Listen, I know you, and I have something to say to you. I know your whole life story. I know every skeleton in your closet. I know every moment of sin, shame, and degraded love that you've ever experienced. I know your shallow faith and your feeble prayer life, your erratic discipleship, and my word to you is this: trust me. Trust me that I love you as you are, not as you should be, but as you are. I love you right here and right now. I have redeemed you, and I dare you to trust me." Jesus is the good shepherd. He loves you. And to make sure that you hear this, that you know this, and that you believe this, he sends a pastor into your midst to wrap you in the love and the compassion of that good shepherd. "I am the good shepherd," says Jesus. "I know my own, and my own know me." Yes, he knows you like nobody else. And he loves you like nobody else. He loves you when your intellect denies it. He loves you when your emotions refuse it. He loves you when your whole being rejects him. Jesus loves you without condition or reservation. He loves you right here, right now, as you are. This is a powerful love. And this is the love he leads you with amidst a world that will try to drive all kinds of fear and unsettledness into your hearts and minds. A world full of terrorism or activists or political correctness or economic uncertainty, all wanting to drive you in fear, to make you like a cast sheep, immobilized by that fear, to drive you to despair and doubt, where the devil, that wolf, looks to swoop in and devour you. But you see, when this happens, Jesus steps in. He says, if you want to get to them, you got to first go through me. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And so Jesus puts down his staff, and instead he puts on wool. He puts on flesh. And he goes the way of Calvary to the cross, and there he lays down his life. Beaten, bloodied, and nailed to the cross, Jesus becomes a sheep. He becomes a lamb, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. And he does it because he loves you. Jesus lays down his life only to take it up again, crucified, dead, and buried. He rose again on the third day, winning for you the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Because he is the good shepherd. For both pastor and parishioners, Jesus is that good shepherd. Believe in him. He loves you. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds, and keep them strong in that faith of our Savior Jesus Christ, to life everlasting. Amen.